You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is the Hubble Space Telescope? Now, the Hubble Space Telescope is a very important tool that is used in astronomy. And astronomy is the study of space, stars, planets, galaxies. So an astronomer would be the scientist who is studying astronomy. Now, a space telescope is very important for astronomical research because it's above the atmosphere. All of our land-based telescopes have to deal with two very important problems. There's distortion from the Earth's atmosphere, and there's a lot of light pollution, even if you're in a remote area. But as soon as you get above the atmosphere, as soon as you place that space telescope up in space above the atmosphere, you don't have to worry so much about distortion inside of the atmosphere, nor do you have to worry so much about the light pollution. Now, the Hubble Space Telescope, it's named after a very important astronomer whose name was Edwin Hubble. He had a couple of very important, very significant contributions to the science of astronomy. The first one was that his research and some of the papers that he published helped to support the idea that there are other nebulas and galaxies beyond our own Milky Way galaxy. There were other things out there in space besides the Milky Way galaxy. The second contribution of his that was very important to astronomy was that he helped to study the Doppler shift or the redshift, and he showed that it was increasing with distance. Basically, what that means is that the greater the distance between two objects, the faster that those objects are separating. In essence, the universe is expanding, and Hubble's research helped to support that. The Hubble Space Telescope, it was launched by NASA in 1990, so it's about 21 years old right now. It's 350 miles up over the Earth. It's the size of a school bus. And because it's 350 miles, believe it or not, that's actually fairly close. The interesting thing about the Hubble Space Telescope is what it's capable of seeing. Most of what the telescope is observing is in the visible light spectrum, what the human eye can see, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. But it's also able to see a little bit into the invisible spectrum, both in the shortwave as well as in the long wavelengths. The Hubble Space Telescope has done and found some amazing discoveries. It's been very important to astronomy and to space research. For example, it's been able to show and measure and study that the expansion of the universe is actually getting faster and faster. The Hubble has been able to find black holes, and it's also been able to provide evidence about the age of the universe being about 14 billion years old. And of course, the images that are being produced by the Hubble Space Telescope are brilliant, beautiful, they're astounding. And the fun thing is that they're available for anyone and everyone to see. HubbleSite.org, HubbleSite.org. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the Hubble Space Telescope. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for the Weekly Experiment.